Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. My name is Craig Booker. The title of this episode is What's on Replay? The material in this episode is inspired by Reset by Deborah Falada. I will talk a lot about mental health, but please note that this is not a substitute for therapy or mental health care. Own your thoughts. Have you ever set out to watch something new, but found yourself going back to the same old TV shows? Have you ever set out to go somewhere and found yourself going to the wrong place? Maybe you were headed to eat and you found yourself driving to your old job. The human brain loves patterns. Patterns can be thought of as the path of least resistance. They are familiar, comfortable, and easy. When it comes to our thoughts, we tend to follow what's familiar. In a sense, we follow our thoughts rather than leading our thoughts. We all have those thoughts and behaviors we go back to. The more we go back to a particular way of thinking, the harder it can be to break the pattern. Our default thoughts are so easy that we do them without thinking about it. As a result of this ease, it will take deliberate and intentional action to reclaim ownership of our thoughts. How do these difficult thought patterns begin? The biggest contributor is our past experiences. These are the events and circumstances we have lived through. They are the behaviors we have seen modeled from a young age. Repetitive exposure to circumstances helps shape how we will respond to these in the future. Much of our current view about ourselves comes from these default thoughts and beliefs. So what do we do when these thoughts and beliefs are wrong? Many of us play these thoughts on repeat without realizing they're not true. We inadvertently shape our lives with incorrect or incomplete information. In her book Reset, Deborah Falada shares some examples she has collected from years of counseling. Let's take a look at some of those examples. Again, we're talking about these default thoughts or patterns of thinking that people gravitate towards. So one example could be, you have to work hard to be valuable. A second one could be, people won't stick around unless you give them a reason to do so. Third might be, I need to care for others and not myself. Next could be, showing feelings is a weakness. And last, I don't fit in and I never will. Maybe you listen to this list and you think they're silly. Or perhaps you find ones on the list that you identify with. Maybe you found some of your own and would like to add to that list. Deborah Falada says, if you want to change your default thinking, you have to recognize it first. All right, let's talk about own them before they own you. If we are going to be both mentally and emotionally healthy people, we need to be able to identify the negative patterns of thinking and then face them. Even more, we need to be able to get to the root cause. Remember that thoughts lead to feelings which lead to behaviors. We need to address the underlying thoughts so we can change our behaviors. Oh, and remember that your current default thoughts didn't happen overnight. So offer yourself a little grace as you go through this process. Verse for reflection. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5 says, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. That's all for this episode.
If you would like to receive updates about future episodes of Overflow, head over to overflow.community/subscribe. Remember, no one should face anxiety or depression alone. Join a growing community learning about brain health and following Jesus. For more information, head over to overflow.community/connect.